Could see more of that, because across the economy, companies are taking out the budget-cutting knife. A key person in deciding where to make those cuts and how deep is the chief financial officer.
Right now, they're the people that everyone in the company is looking to for an answer about the company's financial situation. Are we going to run out of cash? Are we going to need to make layoffs?
Kate O'Sullivan writes for CFO Magazine. The publication recently interviewed more than 300 chief financial officers. Nearly half of them said yes, they do plan to lay off workers.
At some companies, particularly smaller companies, these could be very small moves. They won't be necessarily the 50,000 people that you hear about from Citigroup, but it's a lot of companies making at least some layoffs. And that's not the only step that companies are taking. So it's not just layoffs. It's hiring freezes, it's reduction of overtime, and it's cutting back on benefits.
Okay, let's talk about benefits, because that's going to affect the people who do keep their jobs. Which benefits are in danger right now?
Well, companies are looking at their 401ks, and they're looking at things like employee insurance, but more than 80% of CFOs say they'll be changing the structure of their health plan. So that doesn't mean that they're going to be eliminating health benefits, but it means that they're going to be potentially asking for more employee contributions or reducing the number of options available and changing possibly the eligibility requirements of their plans. One CFO that we spoke with said they're sort of trying to get creative, and one of the things that they're looking to do is to ask employees whose spouses are employed and who can get coverage through their own workplace to do that so that they won't have to pick up those
employees. Oh, please push it over onto the other company.
Onto the other company, exactly.
Okay. I don't know if your survey gets to the next level of detail that I'm interested in, but we've just elected a president who says he wants something that approaches, is not quite, but approaches national health care. And I wonder if you sense that corporate executives are excited about that or dreading it.
CFOs rarely look for the government to step in and do more. As a group, they are generally against more government intervention, but this is one area where I think they're looking for some help. I think companies are really struggling to figure out how to provide the kind of coverage that they feel they should provide for employees, and for years now, they've been pushing more of those costs onto the employees themselves, while still paying a hefty burden as a company. So I think CFOs will be looking for changes.
Although that gets into, it's like you're going to be a corporation and you're going to have your government-supported health care, you're going to get your loan from your government-owned bank, and maybe sell something to your government-supported car company, perhaps, to make a living.
Exactly. It's a very interesting spot for CFOs. And we actually did a big story prior to the election, saying what should the priorities be for the next administration. And they're saying, well, government needs to stay out of our business. But by the way, we would like tax incentives for our business.
Well, now, I'd like to know, because the basic survey finding that you had was that just about half of CFOs anticipate layoffs at their companies in the coming 12 months. Is this basically what we mean by the business cycle and the way that there is a multiplier effect? We've got bad economic news, and so people are looking 12 months ahead, and they're, in effect, going to create more bad economic news that it's going to feed on itself for a little while.
It is. It's really a tough picture for consumer spending, discretionary spending, which has, as you know, propped up the economy for quite some time now. Not only are companies going to be making layoffs, but those employees who are keeping their jobs are going to be potentially looking at reduced work weeks or reduced overtime, which I think a lot of people may count on, particularly in the holiday season. So consumers are going to have less money because they have less work. Businesses are not going to do as well because consumers have less money.
Kate O'Sullivan, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Kate O'Sullivan is with CFO Magazine.